Everyone, it's another day, another week of Hour of Healing. My name is Candace. I'm here with Dr. Joe. We are here again to discuss a thought-provoking topic. And you will not believe today's topic. You know, as usual, you know, Dr. Joe be coming up with some topics that cracks my brain until he explains it. And then it makes sense. So today's topic is going to be number your days. If you're a Christian listening out there, it may, you know, resonate with you a little bit because it's scriptural. If you are a non-believer, you're going to get it. So just stay tuned as we dive into today's discussion. Dr. Joe is here with me again. Welcome.
Thank you, Sister Candace.
How are you doing?
Doing very well by God's grace.
That's good. Did you miss me? Because I traveled, everybody. I traveled.
How was your first time visiting Ghana, West Africa?
I want to go back. That's what I have to say.
Yes. Welcome. You were missed. We couldn't wait for you to come back because we have some present things to get healings from.
But we thank God, yes. So all is well and everything was great. But yeah, so I hope you guys are ready for today's discussion. Again, number your days. If we can get a breakdown of that topic, Dr. Joe, that would be helpful for us.
Yeah, thank you again for hosting us, Sister Candace. And dear audience, I want to humbly welcome you to today's discussion. You know, today's discussion, actually, I should say, is one of the various series that I mentioned in our first podcast for this year, season 3, that we will be having. I believe I said we will have a series on the dynamics of wellness and wealth. There is a series that we will do about life as a whole, and this actually happens to be that series. So, you know, I observed something since I can this growing up in West Africa that at a point it looked to me, or it appeared to me growing up in Ghana, that there was an age that was associated with the possibility of becoming wealthy. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that was when I was growing up in Ghana, if anybody, let's say, below the age of 35 became wealthy, became a millionaire, chances are society looked down upon them and said that they were using some ulterior methods to gain wealth. And so I, by the grace of God, I came to the U.S. and then I looked at how many young people in the U.S. alone or in the Western part of the world were wealthy when I first came here like some 20 years ago. And I always had that thing bother me, that what is the difference between being young in Ghana and the fact that as a young person, you can't become wealthy for society to accept you. You know, it was so much so that there were times that families will not give a lot of money for their young adults to invest or do anything because of that societal limit or standard that was set. So as I sat down, I began to think about these things and I asked myself, is there some fundamental difference or is just an abstract thing that we have created? So as I deliberated this, it took my mind to one of the projects that I've been working on for years now, and that is Young Minds, that some of the things that motivate us to do the things that we do without us thinking about it consciously. And I began to realize that if we don't take care, times, stages, and seasons will pass us by because we are not intelligent enough to number our days. So whenever we talk about number your days, which is what the topic is about, it is an act of, or it's my way in our discussion today of bringing our awareness to certain dynamics or having us become conscious of the fact that our time is finite. And the fact that time that we have as life is finite makes it or puts us in the position to understand that there are stages that needs to be accomplished or mastered. Mm-hmm. And if there are stages, then there must be a dynamic to help us master or accomplish these stages. And so this is my bit or my contribution to our audience to bring an awareness of the finite nature of our life. And I'm not trying to say that we are going to die or anything like that, but just by understanding that life is finite and having that in your consciousness, automatically, I hope, already is stirring up the ability or the desire to start planning and the wisdom to plan the right way. Right. And so that's what we will be talking about today, as in the stages of life.
That's very interesting that you brought about growing up in West Africa area. And I think we are not taught this concept that you are bringing up today. Or it's not brought to our understanding. It's like when a child is born, you know, the basic things, the basic fundamental things, like just walk, learn to walk, run, you know, speak, that kind of stuff. So if a child is not speaking, then the parents are worried. But once they can do those basic things, you know, I grew up in that background too. I feel like that there is no sense of urgency or intentionality in raising a child in stages, like what you are talking about. I think we raise children in stages in the essence of the child being able to do the basic things, be able to walk, be able to speak, be able to talk with your peers or have friends, be able to go to school. Like, just that's it. But in terms of destiny, in terms of future, in terms of, I don't think we ever had that. So it's very profound, and you know, it has caused. And I believe even in our time, not just in African or West African cultures, but even in Western cultures, I believe there is like a time that many people try to start their future. Like we waste so much time. So this is very, very good. That you brought it up.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I think this topic, yes, it's Hour of Healing and it's always thought-provoking and it's life-changing. But I think this is very important because you will find in our conversations today, I will help our audience understand what some of the reasons why I think what we are talking about is the case. You know, sometimes one of the simple things that we will here is Rome was not built in a day, or God did not create the whole world in one day if you are a Christian. But the truth is, every day, what was done in the day was sufficient. And that, I think, is what we are missing. And the other thing is, when things are delayed in life, when satisfaction is delayed, there is a disease that it causes. And sometimes we don't necessarily think of this as a disease until it happens. When satisfaction is delayed, the Bible and life teaches us that it causes the disease called disappointment. Mm. Disappointment is a disease that stems from delayed satisfaction. But the problem is, if we don't plan our life, we will become victims of this disease. And that is what we want to help our audience get healing from, if you are in that stage, and to be able to be immune from it if you are yet to go into that stage. So we will talk about stages of life, and I believe that God will do us good today.
If you're saying disappointment is a disease, how do I identify? You know, as a doctor, I do know you're a doctor. So as a doctor, how do you diagnose? You know, how do I diagnose myself that I have a disappointment disease? Because I feel like it can materialize in different ways, you know, of a person's life.
Yeah, and thank you for that question. And we will actually be diving into it, but I want to say a snap bit, because one of the feedbacks that I got of our previous sections is some of the questions I said I will answer in the later time. And then at the later time, we didn't have too much time. So I just said very short and then we left it. But disappointment basically stems from hope that is deferred or hope that is not realized. And so whenever you are in expectation, anticipation of something, most of the time, something good, and that thing don't happen, you suffer from disappointment. And it can be diagnosed by anyone who cares enough to know or to be able to assess the situation you are in and to know that there is a better option available in that situation. Sister Candace, let me tell you the truth. There are so many people who are struggling with certain things in life today, not because of lack of trial or lack of attempt of a better option, but because of disappointment. Whether getting the degree took too long, or getting the loans to be able to pay for the school did not happen, or whether getting the circumstances to line up the right way for them to be able to further their education didn't happen. Or somebody who came into their life at some point in their life disappointed them by not meeting up to the standard or the hope, the anticipation. And so the fact that that relationship did not materialize the way they anticipated, now they have settled for being single, or they have settled for a lonely type of life. Not because that was their first choice. No, it is just the results of what life did to them. And so in talking about number your days, one of the things that we will do is also help our audience to know how to redeem some of these errors or mistakes. And hopefully, by the grace of God, give our audiences healing from there. Hopefully that helps clarify that question.
Yes, it does. And I like the part where you said if someone is suffering from it, it's not because of a lack of trial or attempt. Because, you know, many a times these kind of things, you know, people feel like the society or someone else will look at them as if they are a failure. Okay. So just because we are saying that this is a disease, you've contracted a disease or whatever, for better lack of worse, does not mean that it's your fault or it cannot be cured or you are in some sense of depression or whatever, just because you're suffering from this disappointment. Because there are people that have went through that stage and they are fine. So we're not saying if you're in that space, it's like the end of you, okay? Because like Dr. Joe said, life has happened to you. That's why you are there. So with that being said, Dr. Joe, how do we number our days?
Yes, Sister Candace, thank you for that feeling there. And dear audience, I really will plead with you, if you are able to get a pen and paper and start writing some of these things down, because I assure you, by the grace of God, this will help you, it will help your loved ones, and it will bring answers to a lot of the questions and the what ifs that we've asked ourselves at various stages in our life. So how do we number our days, Sister Candace? You know, whenever we talk about numbering something, numbering is a systematic way of looking at things. And so whenever we say number your days, what we are trying to get across is have a systematic approach to looking at life. And for all intensive purposes and for the sake of us wanting to be as brief as possible on our conversation today, we can stratify life into four stages. I know in psychology they talk about the eight stages of life. I think that is the Erikson's criteria. There is the six stages of life, and then I've also heard some people talk about the three phases of life and things like that. But for the purposes of our discussion, life can be categorized into four stages, which is the morning phase of life, the afternoon phase of life, the evening phase of life, and the night phase of life.
Okay.
Now, the morning phase of life mostly constitutes from birth to the age of 21 to 23, depending on the region that you find yourself in. And I will explain that. The afternoon phase of life is around the age of 22 to 40. That is the afternoon phase of life. And the evening phase of life, for all intensive purposes, I usually say in my heart of hearts, I say it's 40 to 60, But if I
Wow.
say 60, that means I'm eliminating all the pre-retirement age because the retirement age on the western side where I am is 65. So we will say the evening phase is 40
I'm
to
what?
65. Not to mention that
That's
my
still.
mom says that until she's 65, if I ever say she's old, she's going to beat me up. So
She's a sweet 16er.
the evening phase of life is from 40 to 65. And then we have the ninth phase of life. And the ninth phase of life is from 65 until the time of your safe and hopefully peaceful departure from this side of heaven. And Sister Candice, we will be talking about these stages in depth. But you will realize that in every stage of life, as I have listed them out, there are things that needs to be built. There are things that needs to be learned. There are things that needs to be put in place in order to help our listeners not have too much trouble in the next phase. So, because of the finite nature of our life, time will not wait for anyone. So whether you like it or not, these stages of your life will pass by. But
Whether you sleep all
you
day.
can choose to sleep. Yes, absolutely. You can choose to sleep because your parents are billionaires and whatever have you. And these stages will pass by. You will go through them as long as
Still be here
you
in
live
the mouth.
what we will say, for all intensive purposes, a normal lifespan, which is 70 to 80 or 80 to 90, depending on which part of the world you are in. Now, I say that because remember, I said the cutoff is dependent on your region because you will find that in different parts of the world, people age different. And so you may think that if I'm in the western part of the world, then the morning phase maybe will be up to the age 16 for me because here in America, I mean, 17-year-olds think they are adults and they call themselves adults. But not necessarily. And that really is dependent on the various things that happens at each stage that we will be going in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm viewers. I'm like I have goosebumps, and he hasn't said anything. I'm so excited to know this because there is nothing like kind of like a roadmap to where you should be or how you should, project. You can project yourself in these stages, And there's one thing for you to know where you're going, and there's another thing to narrow it down to a certain stage. Or a certain age bracket, I should say, So I'm so excited. I don't have nothing to say but for us to dive in. So the morning stage, is birth to 21.
Correct.
And I think so birth to 21, then that means the person has passed your teens, basically. It goes all the way past like the borderline of teens. So what should we expect in this stage, in this morning phase?
Wonderful. Stakendis, I will preface what I'm going to say by picking back on what you just said, because I think it's very important that there is something to be said about the phrase, Rome was not built in a day. So I don't want our audience, one, to think that they have to cramp all these stages into one, depending on where they are age-wise. The second thing is, I don't want our audience to think that if we talk about a stage in depth and you realize that you have passed that stage and you didn't do any of the things that you needed to do in that stage, that you are a failure necessarily. No, that is why we are talking about this on Hour of Healing. Because in Hour of Healing, the mandate is to help bring healing to ourselves, our community, our loved ones, and eventually to the world. So, why did I make that premise, Sister Candice? Because I want our audience to understand the statement I made in the beginning, that in creation, as we know it for the Christian, that each day's created things was sufficient for the day. In other words, each day's work is meant to be sufficient for that day. It's very important we understand this, because if we don't understand this, then we will toil ourselves, wake up early and toil all day. And at the end of the day or at the end of the week, you will look back to what you have accomplished in the week and you realize that you did a whole lot of nothing. That is why planning and intentionality is important. Because, dear audience, activity or movement does not equal progress. You can be making a lot of movements. You can be doing a lot of activities. But when it comes to destiny-defining measures, you could be doing a whole lot of nothing. And is sad. The other thing is, Sister Candace, that in these stages, most of the time, the measures are not within the stage themselves. Until you get to the next stage. And we will find that out. So, the morning stage. Can we get going?
Yes, I'm ready.
Morning stage, which is characterized from the stage of birth, which is 0, to 21. I know most of our audience are outside this stage of life. But I don't want you to make the mistake of thinking it doesn't apply to you. And I will tell you why. But in the morning stage, yeah, I'm keeping you in suspense. I'll tell you the why later.
Oh, at least you know. I'm glad Dr. Joe realized. And I think I'm not the only one. He's looking at my face like that.
So the morning stage of life has some defining characteristics. One is the growth. Growth is a very defining stage of the morning phase. Two is identity. And we will talk about all these things in a minute. Three is exploration or learning. Four is energy. And I want you to write next to it, not strength. Not the same as strength. There is a lot of energy in this stage, but please don't confuse energy with strength.
Okay.
Five is lack of responsibility. I think these five probably will take us to the end of our discussion today. So let's deal with this five, and then probably we will talk about the outcomes, which will be the set one, but let's see where we go from there. So I said I was going to tell you why I don't want you to tune out, even though you are past this stage, my dear audience. And it is a story that I learned between myself and my kids. So, you know, one of my sons had done something, and I had screamed at him. And I can scream. Just know that. And the scream made him cry. So this boy cries, and everything is over after however long he took to stay in timeout crying and then coming out and all that. But 2 days later, I am fixing something in their bathroom. And I call my son to come assist me. And he's holding a rod in place so that I can put screws in it. And I don't even know what happened, but the rod fell. Honestly speaking, I thought that I had bumped into it with the drill that I was using. But immediately, my son started crying and walking away. And I said, "Why are you walking away?" And he said, "Because I'm scared." And I said, "Scared of what?" He said, "I'm scared that you will scream at me for not holding strong to it." And Sister Candace, that pierced me so bad.
That breaks my
because
heart.
Because as a father, I had no intention that...
Putting fear.
Yes. I had absolutely no intention to put that kind of fear in my child. I want him to be able to make mistakes as long as they are honest mistakes. And moreover, this was not even a mistake. But The child's mind was so spongy from 2 days ago, me screaming at him from doing something wrong. So I had to take the time to stop what we were doing and educate my son and say that 2 days ago, when I screamed at you, this is why I did that. I had to explain to him that the reason for the screaming at him was not to put fear in him, but rather was to put some sense of correctness in him so that he knows that there are things that you do that amounts to level of punishment, and there are things you do that doesn't amount to level of punishment. So the period of growth, dear audience, in the mourning phase of your life, it is characterized by significant and rapid growth. You can choose to do nothing, but still will grow. But with growth means that if you want to grow properly, you need to be well nutritioned. And that is important. Why did I tell you the story of my son? One, to help you understand that even though you are past this stage, that the knowledge you acquire here will help you train your kids the right way, or will help you in nurturing your kids, but also to help you know the mandate you have upon yourself as a parent, or as somebody in the afternoon or evening phase of your life to the younger generation. Growth requires nutrients. And we all know from our Western diet that you eat junk food and you will become sick. If you don't give the right training, the right instruction to children or to people in the mourning phase, you are creating an imbalance in growth. Why? Because in growth, they are not only growing physically, but they are growing in the area of trust and mistrust. They are also growing in the area of independence. They are growing in the area of reliability. So if we don't allow, or in the morning stage, if we don't have systems in place to help us get these things, our growth can be stunted. And so you can have someone at the age of 21 who commands thousands of dollars a month, but emotionally, they are still a child.
Right.
I believe the psychology term for that is lack of emotional intelligence. And so they get in relationships in the afternoon phase, which we will talk about, and they are acting like children. Why? Because there were no systems in place to help. The other thing we talk about here is identity.
I want to piggyback on the growth state. To just try to clarify everything for our viewers, in my understanding of what I'm hearing you say is that with the nutrition, there's a nutrition aspect. Well, within the growth stage, we have to acquire knowledge, basically, or whatever nutrients. If we're talking about a person physically, they will need food to grow, whether junk food or whether good food. But in this case, with the aspect of where we're trying to drive at, it's mental, emotional, capacity and all that's growth. So then the person will need to be, this stage requires a person to be well informed, well knowledgeable about good things or the right things, which will help them build the right trust or be able to be reliable. Is that what I'm hearing from the growth stage?
Not necessarily well informed. And that is where responsibility comes in. That in this stage, it's not all about being well informed, but having systems in place to inform you.
Okay.
Because
like parenting or guidance.
Parenting, guidance, mentorship, advices. Because as long as there is a system in place, like you said, whether you eat junk food or healthy food, you're still going to grow. Now, yes, for all intensive purposes, we want to eat the right way. But you need nutrients. Whether good or not so good, you still need nutrients. And that is where the why the next stage, the identity comes in. Because in this stage, in the morning phase of your life, this is where you find yourself. Many people think they have to find themselves in the afternoon phase of their life, but that is wrong. You find yourself in the morning phase, so that in the afternoon phase, you are able to refine that identity.
Okay.
In finding yourself from a spiritual component, we talk about salvation. This is the stage where you need to be saved. Salvation happens in the morning phase. And so by the time you are 21, my dear audience, ideally, by God's integrity, by the time you are 21 to 23, you should be saved from a kingdom perspective, and you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even though you may not understand any of the things that he is teaching you, this is why you are in the morning phase. So if you wait till you are 30 before you are saved, already you have lost almost 10 years of your kingdom life. Years that you can be spending in dominion mandate, which is what you are put here to do as far as the purposes of God are concerned. So the morning phase of your life is where you find your identity, including salvation. It is also the stage where you are learning as much as you can about every and anything. You know, it's important because, Sister Candace, in the morning phase of your life, a lot of the things you learn will not make sense to you. It's like in the British system, Sister Candace, you have to declare a major when you start high school. Okay. And when you start high school, most of the things you learn in your major doesn't make any sense. But as one mentor told me when I was just a 16-year-old boy, he said, learn as much as you can. It will all make sense in the future. And yes, it has. They will make sense in the afternoon and the evening phases. But have to learn. Why is it important? Why am I stressing on learning everything? Because, Sister Candace, it, as part of your identity, when you get to your afternoon phase, you will be refining these things. And so that is when you are able to say, okay, I don't want to do a music major. I want to be an art major. It's so sad that there are 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds about to graduate college, and they have not even made a major decision yet. But this is the stage why you make this. And the reason why this is the stage why you where you learn all these things, Sister Candace, is because the next point is this is the stage where you have a lot of energy.
To acquire a lot of
energy. And coupled with having a lot of energy, you lack a lot of responsibility.
True.
So you are able to explore as much as you can and not bear a lot of responsibility for it. The truth is, a lot of us, by the time we are about to come out of college, our parents are still paying for our insurance. They are paying for our cars. They are paying for our rents. And so all those responsibilities, you don't shoulder them in your morning phase. Don't That's be true. Too quick, my dear audience, to grow beyond your current state. Because a lot of people have made these mistakes and it's costing them in the later stages of their life.
That's true.
Why stress yourself to pay for a $50,000 car note at the age of 18 when you are in college, when you have the rest of your life after the age of 25 to owe as much as you can.
I want to start early.
But Sister Candace, this is very crucial. We have a lot of energy in the morning stage. And energy is a prime component of what sponsors growth in our lives.
But I think this is also the stage where, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is also the stage where, because of that identity is in that stage. So the person is still finding themselves. I feel like it's, the person falls prey. This stage, people falls prey to comparing. You know, comparing yourself. So if someone is 16 and they're taking a $50,000 note or whatever, and they can still live with their mom and save money and all that stuff, and they're not thinking about that, I believe this is one of the issues that arises here. So I'll let you land and then we'll dive into the issues and conflicts that can...
for the sake of time, I think we should just dive in right now, because you bring up a very important conflict in the morning phase. And that is the issue of identity crisis. Mm-hmm. Identity crisis. And yes, it's true that we do compare a lot. But Sister Candace, do you realize that this conflict really comes at this stage because we are trying to outlive our stage?
By peer pressure.
Because in actuality, if we are being honest with ourselves, we are not at the stage where we have to worry about what somebody else has.
No.
This is the stage where we are finding how we fit within our own circle, within our family, within our society. Unfortunately, wow. The advent of the internet and social media has made it in a way that you have 16-year-olds who are so burdened with making a global impact. And so what happens? You are assuming responsibilities that you are not cut out to assume. Sister Candace, do you know the responsibility that it comes with having somebody depend on you at this stage?
So I want to play the devil's advocate for a little bit. So is it a bad thing or is it wrong for somebody within their 16 years old who has probably hit a certain milestone? Like in this case, it will be probably something for afternoon's face, right? Is it wrong for a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, you know, we believe in blessings. We believe in miracles. We believe in what God can do. So is it a wrong thing, 16, 17, 18, below 21, somebody having, like what you're saying, a global impact? It could be ministry. You know, by the age of 17, they have ministry. Or like their parents were well-to-do. They shipped them off and shoot. They were able to get a fast jump start. Mentally, are you saying it's wrong? Even if you get these opportunities, should a person slow down?
So that's a very important question, Sister Candace, because what we need to understand is that conflict doesn't mean error. Conflict is not necessarily wrong, depending on the type of conflict. So it's not wrong. In the sense that, I like your example. Why? Because you're talking about someone who has systems in place and so gave them a head start to certain things. And so at this stage, you have a global impact. But the reason why somebody in the morning phase is having a global impact is not purely because of that person, but the systems around them. And so in that case, the systems can help support what they are doing. It's a conflict in the sense that it brings an added responsibility that we are not matured for, we are not educated for, we are not built for. We have energy, but we don't have strength. In the morning phase, you have a lot of energy. You can spend hours
Staying up all night.
But you don't have strength. Because strength will tell you that it's time to conserve energy. One of the cardinal things that strength does, it tells the one who possesses it that it's not everywhere that you expand energy. That is a dynamic of strength.
Clap on that, y'all. Can you repeat that? Strength tells the person that's possessing it that it's not everywhere.
That you expand energy.
But this knowledge, this specific statement that you just made can only be thought of in the afternoon stage person.
Yes. You are not built in your morning stage for strength. You have energy, and it's good to have energy. I can use some energy right now. But Sister Candace, let's not mistake energy and strength.
And I think that's where the mistake is.
That is why we are on Hour of Healing.
Right. So people run on that energy as it's a strength.
Right.
And then that's what happens whereby, like with the example I gave, somebody under the age of 21, they shoot. They shoot so fast because they have the energy to go.
Correct.
And then they get to the afternoon stage where they should have started, and they rather crashing in that stage.
Yes, because you have expand mentally, energy where you don't have to expand energy. And so, I don't know, Sister Candice, if we even have the time to go through some of the other conflicts that come up in this stage. We talked about the identity crisis. We talked about the pressure to assume other stages because of the energy we have. Having that energy in itself puts pressure on us to try to do things that we don't have the endurance or the capacity for. I also want to balance this, that it doesn't mean that it's wrong for you to start building things in your morning stage. As a matter of fact, you start building things through the acquisition of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge helps you build. And so in the morning stage, you are able to build. But what you are building, one, is not complete and doesn't have the ability to sustain itself without the afternoon phase.
So this is a foundational stage.
Yes, morning stage, and that is why I said it's the morning stage, 0 to 21. So you build things, but what you are building, you don't have the ability to sustain them yet. And please, dear audience, understand this. I'm not saying it's wrong. For instance, we are all familiar with this, so let's talk about it. So in the African culture, it was seen that if you should give birth before the age of 18, it's almost a taboo. Does it mean that if someone gives birth at the age of 18, they are the worst people ever? No. And the reason why I say no matter what you do in the morning phase is not wrong, Sister Candace, I will jump to the outcomes and some of the healings. The reason is because this is the stage where almost every single mistake you make doesn't count. You can redeem almost every single mistake you make in your morning phase.
I'm writing it down, guys. If you just hear me say, I'm just taking notes.
Because the morning phase of every life is not a do or die phase. And so I don't want our audience to be under the pressure to have to attain certain levels in their morning phase. But it's important that the foundations that you need to have in place is laid in your morning phase.
Before you can redeem it?
No. So it's important that the foundations are in place. But even if you miss out on laying those foundations, the good news is this is the stage that most of the mistakes that we make are inconsequential. we can redeem that time in the afternoon phase. And I will show our audience how, God willing, next week, Sister Candice, when we talk about the afternoon phase and the healings that we can get there.
Wow, guys, today I'm like an audience. I am not hosting nothing. I'm just taking notes. But this is very powerful, Dr. Joe. So it's very interesting because I think this helps, because with the peer pressure, with the comparison, with the identity issues, with like all these things that we've talked about today, I think one of the takeaways today should be that whatever mistakes you make in this stage is redeemable. And so it help. I think this should help somebody out there. Take it slow. You know, don't rush. Don't shoot yourself further than you can go. You know, though if you crash before 21, that is the key. If you crash before 21, it's redeemable. But if you start hitting in your 30s, and that's when you're gonna start crying, you're gonna crash and stay there. But we're gonna find out. But so that is the healing aspect and the outcomes. So we're going to wrap up this morning phase. Again, viewers, it's birth to 21. You may not be in that stage, but your child may be there in this stage. You know, it's about being intentional. Or you were there before. It's time for you to have some internal assessments, you know, to see who, what, when, and how to, you know, move forward. So next week, I want you all to share it, spread the word to somebody, to meet us again to discuss the afternoon stage, which is going to be 22 to 40. And I believe it's many of you, me, you, people out there. So join in. But I will give it to Dr. Joe as he wraps up today's discussion.
Yes, thank you so much, Sister Candice. And dear audience, thank you for your time and always sharing our healing. You know, this is just the foundation and starting our stages of life. I want to reiterate something I said in the beginning, and that is number your days. That, dear audience, life is finite. The mere fact that this phrase, number your days, exists also means that there is a possibility or there is an intentionality that we need to do life with. And friends, we will not be talking about this if it was not possible. This is possible. There is grace for you, for me, and for everyone listening to us to be able to do life intentionally. Yes, you may be out of this phase, but it's never too late for you to be able to redeem some of the time that you lost in your morning phase. Yes, this is the stage that importantly you need to find your identity and your salvation. I can't overemphasize this enough. Your salvation is important. And so if you missed out on this in your morning phase, friends, why wait another day? Make Jesus a part of this plan, because horses and chariots, they make ready for battle. But friends, the Bible says victory only comes from God. God bless you so much for staying with us today as we talked about the morning phase of our life. God willing, next week we will be coming to you with a discussion of the afternoon, and hopefully we can at least start the evening phase of life so that in the next 3 weeks we can finish this series on number your days. God bless you. See you same time next week. Bye-bye.